Saga Egmont presents Boat Troop by Johnny Two Combs Howard. Read by David John. Prologue. Sitrep A. 29th of the 3rd, 82. 0800 hours. B. Troop to cancel training. Move to Gibraltar. C. Helicopter lift. 1700 hours. D. RV SAS liaison GHQ JIB. Sergeant John Blue Harding was like every SAS trooper, a sucker for a fastball, the adrenaline buzz of approaching action even more of a turn on when they were left to speculate about the nature of operation. He listened as Luke Tuakabi, Graunch Powell and Digger Patterson boxed the options endlessly, shouting above the noise of the helicopter. The big Fijian, Luke, was the most excitable of them all, throwing his huge frame around, laughing, threatening to pick up the other pair, a feat of which he was easily capable. Blue, when they included him, just sat back, said nothing, and smiled. He'd been in the regiment longer than these guys. He knew that whatever they thought they were up for, it would be something completely different. The law of King Sod said this, that if the four of them had spent the last 2 weeks on an O-class sub, working their bollocks off, practicing float-on, float-off drills in an 8-man Gemini inflatable, then wherever they were bound for now was likely to be halfway up a mountain and as dry as a witch's tit. When he heard the BBC World Service, Blue found out he was well wrong. Chapter 1. Sea in Sea Fleet to Flag Officer 20, Flotilla 3482. A. Break off exercise spring train. B. Proceed with all dispatch to RV Fleet Auxiliary and Carrier Group. C. Effect immediate. 3 weeks later, the four-man team came ashore on the Murrell Peninsula. They crept into the rock-strewn inlet of a river, so small that nobody had bothered to even give it a name. After weeks banged up in a nuclear sub sailing at flank speed, with only one trip to the surface to pick up an airdrop, even this hole was a welcome sight. The airdrop had delivered the kind of kit the huge military store in Gibraltar had been unable to provide. That was one of the joys of being a badged trooper. The head shed never stinted you when it came to equipment. It was help yourself and sign here. Their task had been outlined to them by the SAS liaison officer. They knew what they had to do and had chosen accordingly. As well as standard requirements, they'd added pre-prepared cam netting that they had woven onto chicken wire, secateurs for cutting, two pocket scopes, plus high-power binoculars were added for long-range observation. Weaponry included a GMPG and 1,000 rounds of ammo, plus their own personal weapons. Individual choice was allowed, but each man, when selecting what to take along, had to consider the needs of both himself and the patrol. And it all had to be carried. What they were engaged on was non-aggressive, but within that set of parameters, they had to be able to hold their own in a fight. The four men had thought it through and given themselves every option that they could think of to make the recce a success.